Kid Craddock in the Morning with Kid Craddock.
You're dating Kelly Raspberry?
Believe me, they are.
Yeah.
Believe me, they are.
Kelly Raspberry.
Ed, they went home last week, and I loved Ed. Ed.
JC.
Al's got good arms and good pecs.
Yeah.
And Big Al Mack.
Al introduced his girlfriend once as his liquor.
It's Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Hello, Miley Cyrus.
How are you guys doing?
Hi.
Oh, Miley.
Oh, man, this is pretty cool.
This is really cool. We haven't talked to you in, oh my gosh, it's been what, 3 years? I'm trying to think, was it after my first or second boob job? That's how I put things into perspective.
Right.
I think you were post.
You sound like you have the same timeline as my mom.
Yeah, I think you were post first boob job.
I did
them
on the radio.
Well, screw this, put your mom on the phone.
But it's true. I mean, isn't that how we as girls measure timeline? I mean, I'm sure you do it, changing style. Like, I can remember events based on outfits or haircuts.
Me too. I don't even know how. I'll always remember what I'm wearing. I'll always remember, like, it's so funny. I'll be like, oh, that was the time when my hair was, like, a little longer, shaved on this side. I was wearing this. Can you remember? Like, guys, you never know. You have no sense of time.
I know. No, I get in full-blown arguments with guy friends. Like, I know it was a Saturday night because I had that white bodysuit on.
Right.
How do you remember
that? Me too.
Well, Miley, you really have become a fashion icon. And is this something you have to really work at, or is it something that just you naturally fell into?
I don't even know. I think just in my position, like, I've been really lucky because a lot of girls, they want to be like me. And at first it's hard because I'm someone that likes to be so different that I feel like as soon as someone starts doing something like me, I got to change it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm never really scared to try anything because I feel like other people quickly, they just think it's, you know, style. And being an artist, it's so fun because you really get to, like, play so much with different looks. It wasn't really, like, a conscious, you know, decision. It's just as I grew up, I got a lot more into kind of fashion. And I wanted to show people what I felt on the inside, on the outside. And I think that's when people really start understanding fashion. And Pharrell taught me a lot about that. It's not what you wear. It's how you wear it, mm-hmm. the way you wear it. Everything is about the way you do it.
And it's really a part of your art. I mean, it's a part of your look, your sound, everything you do. It's really all about your art.
It's easy, too, for people in L.A. to go swipe a credit card and look good because there's so much out here. There's so many places to go and, like, so many designers. But I feel like the girls, like, right now, where you guys are, it's like those are the people with style. It's like work with where you are and, like, your environment. And even, like, my friends in Nashville, like, I mean, there's not shopping like L.A., and my friends have some of the dopest styles. So I think it's really about, like, finding what you can work with, and it's not always just about swiping the credit card, even though that's one of my favorite things to do, too. But it's not all about that. It's not all about just, like, going, you know, I love designer stuff, but it's just about the way you wear things. And I think I've always been, like, a big kind of spokesperson for girls just to, like, be who they are, have, like, a really unique style and just, like, work it.
Well, I'm not finding what you're wearing at Ross, so I'll tell you that.
And what's your verdict on...
No.
What is your verdict on your huge hairstyle change? Because this is Jenna, and I had long hair like you when you were in here last time. I still have the long hair because I could not pull off what you're doing right now. But people were shocked when you cut it all off and dyed it blonde. Are you still loving it? Do you miss the long hair?
I don't miss having long hair. I definitely don't want to miss having extensions. I put in a little wig yesterday, and I'm like, oh, I was, like, patting my head, like, I do not miss this. I'm so happy I don't have all these clips in my hair anymore. I don't know, just not feeling, like, I just feel like more who I am now that I have short hair.
Yes.
I don't know. It does something, it depends who you are. Like, long hair must just, like, feel like you. Like, short hair is just felt like me. But it's fun, because as I'm kind of growing it out, I'm getting to play so much. So I'm not necessarily growing it long. I just, with short hair, like, guys, you all know your hair changes, like, every 2 weeks in your short hair, you see how much it grows, so it's actually fun, like, being a girl and having short hair, because you get to play with that more, like, you actually see when your hair is growing and what's different, so it's really fun.
Us guys really like the short hair on you, Miley, because it gives us a better view when you're twerking.
That's true, nothing blocking that.
Thank you, and you know, I got maximum number one, which is all because of my fans, but girls are so scared to cut their hair, because they're so scared of what guys think. It's like, first of all, who cares? It's about what we think, what we feel. But it's, like, obviously that isn't true. And I think that's cool that I got to stand for that, just being, like, not the typical girl to be Maxim's number one. So I love that.
I think the twerking made you Maxim's number one. Might have had something to do with it.
That helped out for sure. Can you post a video?
Maybe that has something to do with it.
Because I know you're doing a fan thing where if your fans are going to make videos of them twerking and you're going to put it in your music video. But what about us people that don't know how to twerk? Can you post a, like, how to twerk?
You can post your funny attempts, because that is entertainment in itself. Mm-hmm. I love watching. I can watch twerk videos all day. Especially, you have no idea how many guys at radio secretly have been practicing twerking and like.
Well, that's me.
We got one right here.
Am I doing it every day?
Yeah. I don't even need to do Pilates anymore. It's the best workout you'll ever have.
Girl,
you practice that every day.
Oh, your body, Miley. Your body for Pilates. I don't. Is it really Pilates, or did you start really watching what you were eating?
I'm still kind of gluten free, only because. I'm pretty much like, I try to eat all organic if I can, only because I watch way too many documentaries, food documentaries, and I used to be a vegetarian, so I'm like, I've always kind of been like, I'm really picky. I've always been like into food and just like kind of watching, but I honestly like, I eat so bad. I've had ice cream every single day this week, every single night this week. I don't know why I've just been craving ice cream, so I don't know. I don't really like watch it. I just, like, I'm a really hyper person. I never sit down, so I think because I never sit, I'm, like, always walking around, and I do love Pilates, because, like, it's working out, but it's, like, also very spiritual, so I like that, too. I have to be able to get two things out of it. I can't just work out physically. I have to, like, work out my brain, too. Otherwise, I just get too bored when I'm working out.
Miley, saying that you are hyper is an understatement.
I love it.
I am exhausted from your energy that you're expending. I'm exhausted. How do you ever calm yourself down?
Only when I sleep. Literally, my mom says, I'm like the Energizer Bunny until I hit pillow. Like, but when I'm in bed, dude, when I'm in bed, you would think I have died. Like, to wake me up, you're going to have things. Like, you're scared when you walk into my room because I'm that zonked out because I'm so, like, I'm so up during the day. But then the second I wake up, like, when I woke up this morning to start interviews at, like, 6, I was thinking, oh, I'm going to go right back to sleep. Like, now I'm up. Now I'm up. I've talked about my single. Like, how can I go to sleep now? I'm so excited.
I know. And speaking of your single, you're getting, I know everybody's asking you about the controversy on the lyrics. I'll try to avoid that because it's kind of getting boring, I think.
As much as you're allowed.
Yeah, but I was just reading in the Huffington Post today that this was actually a song that was meant for Rihanna. She passed on it, so it is yours.
She didn't pass. She actually never heard the song. She never even heard the song. I had worked with Mike Will. I started working with him. She had to pour it up with him. And then I started working with Mike, and he had the track and a little bit of the song together. And just, it had gone really with what I was like going through in my life. And I think people are going to see that a lot with the music video. And you're just going to see how much it was, how much it's me. And the more that him and I got together and I kind of started telling him about my life and everything, like I was going through and my concept for that, it just was so fitting. She never actually heard the song, but I'm excited. Just, I've worked with so many amazing people on this record. I'm so happy.
We're excited.
Miley, is this album going to make us want to dance? Because I want to dance.
Yeah, you guys
don't make me dance.
It's not all about that, though. I'm also some of those ballads that are going to make you want to just, like, cry and remember all your boyfriends.
Aww.
And, like, listen to those, too. I've got those because I just write that kind of music. I don't even know. Even when I'm really happy, like, I write a lot of ballads. So my ballads are honestly my favorite part of my record, but I don't really feel that way right now. Like, I don't feel like that's the energy I want to put out into the world right now. Right now, I'm just feeling so happy, and I felt like Can't Stop was the perfect first look, but I've got some ballads on there that are going to make girls want to eat their heart out for a minute.
So we're going to listen to the album on the way to the club, and then when I get rejected, I can cry to the ballad on the way home.
When you get too drunk and you're like talking about your ex-boyfriends, you'll be like, oh, play that song one more time.
Well, We Can't Stop is a single that's out now. The album is due out this fall, right?
Yes. I just did album packaging yesterday. I'm, like, so excited. It turned out so crazy. I wanted my record to really feel, like, that L.A. vibe, and it's so casual, and I'm really happy with the way the album packaging turned out.
Well, we're excited. We want to remind everybody they can still get in on this twerking competition by submitting your video on Miley's Facebook page, right?
Yeah, go to my Facebook page. We're putting together this cool little video, basically a fan video of, like, my WAP twerk video. So it's going to be fun. I'm excited to see. I've gotten some good admissions so far.
Awesome.
Great. And download We Can't Stop right now on iTunes, and we just have to wait a little bit longer for the album. Miley Cyrus, you have worn me out, girl. I'm going to go take a nap.
We love you, Miley.
Love it.
You're always great to talk to, and thank you so much for being on with us this morning.
No worries, you guys. Have a good day.
I'll take a pic of this, add a filter, hashtag I am awesome, and post to at Kid Nation. Hey, want to see the pic I just took? Follow Kid Nation on Instagram for all of our behind-the-scenes pics. Kid Craddock in the Morning.